Close to half a billion downloads a month, and the protocol just deleted its session. It's Tuesday, July 28th, and MCP has learned to behave like the web. The new Model Context Protocol retires its required initialize exchange and session identifier. Every request carries its protocol version, client identity, and capabilities, so successive calls can land on different instances behind an ordinary round-robin load balancer. Method and tool names now appear in headers, allowing gateways and firewalls to route, meter, and authorize without parsing the request body. Tool and resource lists gain deterministic order and cache hints. Multi-round-trip requests carry approvals by returning an input-required result and retrying the original call. The migration breaks teams that hit application, meaning in session state, routes, sampling, logging, and the legacy HTTP plus server sent events transport get at least a 12-month off-ramp. The TypeScript, Python, Go, and C# SDKs support the revision now. Microsoft and Wiz reported that their Routed Atlas scanner found 90.9% of CyberGym vulnerabilities and more than 200 unknown flaws. Individual models stayed around 83 to 86%, while a cheaper model handled roughly 90% of Atlas traffic. Bot detection company Spur raised $200 million as machines became the majority of internet traffic. Alphabet raised its capital plan to $195 to $205 billion. Google's own study of 14.65 million workplace interactions says most AI use remains collaborative and full automation is uncommon. Count completed outcomes, not protocol traffic. To the tape. We sharpen the Microsoft watch as routing becomes measured security work and Foundry gains a standard transport. We hold the Alphabet watch while the capital guide rises faster than public utilization evidence. The tape is the desk scorecard, not advice. Our call. By October 31st, a major security vendor releases a production scanner that routes discovery and verification across models and publishes above 90% on a named public benchmark. Internal demos alone prove us wrong.